I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. Our guest this hour was born into a Jewish working-class family in New York City in 1918. A combination of good ears, business sense, and chutzpah took Jerry Wexler from Manhattan Window Washer to the top of the R&B charts, producing artists like Ray Charles.
Ah, you can talk about the pit, barbecue. The band was jumping, the people too. Ah, mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody's doing the mess around. Now let me have it, there, boy.
Before his career as a record producer, Jerry Wexler did stints at BMI Music Publishing, Billboard Magazine, where as a writer, he coined the term rhythm and blues. In 1953, he joined Ahmet Erdogan as a partner at Atlantic Records, where for over 20 years, he produced hits from Big Joe Turner, Solomon Burke, Dusty Springfield, and many more. But Wexler is hard-pressed to explain how his upbringing led him to that point.
How does one explain the paradox? And I've been taxed with this. Who is this Jew boy from Washington Heights to tell a great African-American blues singer how to sing their music? And there's no explanation.
How did it come about that you joined Atlantic Records?
Well, I used to hang out with Ahmet and Nesli Erdogan and Herb Abramson, because we were one of a small coterie of jazz collectors. And we used to do something that nobody does anymore. We'd go to somebody's house and play records all evening long. So there was a job opening at Atlantic, and they offered me the job.
Now, you're here at Atlantic Records, and I'm thinking of a parallel life, somebody like Mo Ash, who comes out of a Jewish internationalist sort of left background, and he, you know, he worked at that very documentary level.
Exactly.
You folks were not being documentary as much as you were creating artists.
Exactly. I'm glad you're making that distinction, because folk music and jazz are really produced by the performers. But pop music and rhythm and blues, the record producer had a lot to do with the formulation of the record.
Jerry, what did you try to do with and for Aretha Franklin as an artist once she became part of what you were going to do?
Well, first of all, what we tried to do was provide her with a setting that would best serve her. Secondly, I wanted her to play on her records. You bring something to the table when you play. Maybe it's just a little rhythm guitar and so on. But what Aretha brought was not just adequate, but great piano playing. Aretha was a great arranger.
When you look back at Ray Charles and all your work with him, what made him a genius in your mind?
Well, I said I worked with three geniuses, and I said it was Ray, Aretha Franklin, and Bob Dylan. In order for them to fit the designation in my mind, first of all, they brought something brand new to the table. But the real hallmark, the real defining difference was the difference between them and the next number two. Who was there a number two to Ray Charles? Yeah, Stevie Wonder, maybe, not close. Who is number two to Bob Dylan? There is none. Who is number two to Aretha Franklin? Patti LaBelle? In other words, it's the distance between a performer of that stature and the next person.
Coffee in my favorite cup. That's why I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love it so. When I'm in trouble and
for American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO. Or listen at AmericanRoots.org.
That's why I know.